take to the streets of Indonesia's capital, Jakarta, demanding Washington and its allies support the Palestinian Hamas-led government. The United States and European Union cut off financial aid to the Palestinian Authority after Hamas won an election victory in January. The Prosperous Justice Party, or PKS, a conservative Muslim group, fielded around 10,000 supporters to lambast the US-led aid ban.
Efforts to raise money won't stop here. We'll aim to achieve $10 million in Indonesia.
PKS is also urging Indonesians to donate a dollar each to Palestinians. U.S. President George W. Bush says the U.S. won't waver in its commitment to Israel's security and that Washington will have no contact with Hamas leaders until the militant group recognizes a Jewish state. Michelle Kalala, Huri, Reuters.
Close to Kavala's central bus station left more than 20 dead. The victims were all civilians. More than 50 people were wounded as the blast ripped through the city that's home to two of Shiite Islam's holiest shrines. The attacks continued in Baghdad, where two car bombings in the same Sunni district claimed at least 9 lives. Most died in a blast that targeted an Iraqi army patrol. Another blast in the same district killed at least one civilian and wounded 5 more. A Sunni mosque and a government newspaper office were damaged. Many are pinning their hopes for an end to the violence on Iraq's politicians, still battling to form the country's first full-term government. Paul Chapman, Reuters.
Much of Basra is a no-go zone. Large areas have been cordoned off in an attempt to restore calm. I can't move anywhere, said this man. I can't even go to my neighbor's house. Mahdi Saleh's house was damaged when a British military helicopter crashed in the city. Police say it was shot down and at least 4 men on board were killed. Fighting between troops and youths broke out after the incident, and several Iraqis were killed in the clashes.
We received 33 casualties, 29 were injured and 4 were dead on arrival. Many of the casualties were children hurt by shrapnel from mortar fire. Some were wounded at the stomach and some in the chest.
Some reports suggest that many of the civilian casualties were caused by the Iraqi Mehdi Army, which is loyal to the radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. Senior British officers also claim rival Shiite factions have effectively taken control of parts of Iraq's second city. Sonia Legg, Reuters.
Moves obliging Iran to halt uranium enrichment, the country's foreign ministry sounded a warning note. Involving the UN Security Council and adopting incorrect decisions, he says, will change the direction of work from cooperation to confrontation. A UN draft resolution already under discussion would open the way towards sanctions and even war. Britain, France and the US, which support such a resolution, are still trying to overcome objections from Russia and China. Iran's parliament says the country may withdraw from the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty if the resolution goes through. Tehran's already downgraded its cooperation with the UN nuclear inspectors. A UN vote could take place in the coming week. Paul Chapman, Reuters.
Police struggle to evict Jewish settlers from a Palestinian house in the West Bank city of Hebron. Most of the 24 were coaxed out after security forces broke through the door. The remaining group members barricaded themselves into one room, resisting a Supreme Court order to leave. The settlers moved into the house last month, saying it had been bought from its Palestinian owners legally. Palestinians denied this. Israel wants to remove isolated settlements from swathes of the West Bank while strengthening major blocks. Palestinians say the move would annex land, denying them the state they want in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. Michelle Kalala-Khoury, Reuters.
Is a hot topic in Mexico. These supporters of dope decriminalization smoked openly during this demonstration to make their point. The protest follows Mexican President Vicente Fox's refusal to sign into law a bill allowing possession of small amounts of drugs.
Alcohol is harmful and it's legal, so why isn't marijuana?
The U.S. fears that legalization of marijuana could encourage drug tourism to Mexico. Washington counts on support from Mexico to combat gangs moving huge quantities of drugs onto the U.S. Supporters of decriminalization in Mexico say the whole debate is more wrapped up in politics than about the rights and wrongs of drug use. Paul Chapman, Reuters.
Minister Lee Hsien Loong's People's Action Party to power with an overwhelming mandate. The PAP won less votes than it did in the last election 5 years ago, but it hung on to all but two of the 84 parliamentary seats. Lee thanked supporters and said the party would work to achieve the electorate's vision of the city-state.
I'd like to thank all Singaporeans for giving my team and me this very strong mandate. The support has come from all communities across all races. And we will do our best to serve you.
Although the main opposition parties failed to build on two seats, they did see their winning margins improve. Like previous polls, this one was overshadowed by defamation lawsuits and personal attacks, a time-worn PAP tactic that's bankrupt some opposition leaders, thus disqualifying them from parliament. Michelle Kalala-Khoury, Reuters.
Conservation projects go, this one is impressive. 10,000 sea turtles are being released into the Orinoco River. They were bred in captivity as part of a government project to save the endangered species.
They are in danger of extinction. We're in this battle against the illegal use of the animal's meat.
Sea turtles are a culinary delicacy in South America. Their meat is used to make soup. Turtle trafficking is considered a serious crime. The species has been protected since the 1960s. Conservation programs have also returned hundreds of thousands of turtles to the sea over the past 14 years. But their numbers continue to decline. One turtle can fetch $100 to a local market. With that sort of price tag, it might take more than captive breeding to guarantee the turtle's future. Sonia Legg, Reuters.
Sandcastles for grown-ups and on an ambitious scale. The Dutch town of Scheveningen is hosting the 16th annual sand sculpture competition. This year's theme is Mozart. While classical music can be heard drifting around some of these works, the theme is only loosely applied.
At this moment, seven teams are competing against each other, and they're situated over the whole beach. And it takes 5 days, and then they have to make sure that their sculpture is finished and looking very good, of course.
Nobody can fault the patience or artistry of the works on show, of course. It seems a shame that the waves will eventually wash these away, as even the youngest beach-bound builder discovers. Bennett Allen, Reuters.